the multitude of sacks. This defense presents a lot of problems. How are you approaching it?
They're a great defense, and obviously if they can get pressure on the quarterback, they have two, as you said, two safeties that are very, very much in the mix and around the ball, and two corners that are aggressive that will jump things. So they do a good job of showing some different looks and creating turnovers on defense. So offensively, we got to make sure we're taking care of the ball. As a quarterback, knowing got to see where everybody is, see where those safeties are, see where those corners are before you make any throws, and throw it confidently.
A big game on the road in December. So what else is new, right?
Yeah, these are fun. This is what it's about. This is late in the season. These games are important and they're big, and we got to make sure we're playing, continue to play good football and making our strides and getting better each week and have great preparation and get excited for these opportunities.
Eli, they've won 10 straight in the Georgia Dome. What makes them so tough there?
Well, I think it starts just they're a good team, and so they do a good job of making plays and being sharp, and their offense, it seems like does a lot of changing plays and getting into the right calls based on the defense. So and of course anytime they can be loud and show different looks on the defensive side and make it difficult for the quarterback to change protections and those type of things, puts them at an advantage.
Eli, not knowing what Amon's situation is, how much more confidence can you have in your rookie David Wilson after what he did against the Saints?
Yeah, well, I think David's taking advantage of the opportunity. This last month or so, Ahmad hadn't been practicing much, so he's been getting tons of reps and been seeing all the looks and all the blitzes and all the things that have been thrown at us in our preparation, and he has responded well to that. So I think obviously getting all those quality reps, seeing the looks, and he's got a great feel for what's going on. Obviously his running ability and able to make break the big play and do some of those things, that's great for him, and we'll need him to continue to run the ball well for us.
Eli, what's useful about the way Coach Bowden has broken this part after the bye-in
to
that 6-week season?
Obviously just the mindset that whatever's happened before this doesn't matter. It's all what we do from now on, and those six games are all that matters, most important thing. Let's stay focused and just concentrate on one game at a time, going out there trying to find wins.